You are listening to the Teach Happy Masterclass, a window into the minds of educators around the world, whether you're listening on YouTube, Facebook, podcast, or live here in our Blab. I'm so glad that you're tuning in. We are going to be sharing teacher stories of strength, hope. Today we have Sarah. And Sarah, can you tell us a little bit about who you are, what you teach, and how long you've taught, and where we can find you online?
Perfect. Yeah, no problem. My name is Sarah Cole. I am a third grade teacher, and I blog over at Tales with Teaching with Tech. And you can find me on every platform pretty much with that name in different variations, but it's pretty much Teaching with Tech or Teaching with T. I did my student teaching in a K-1 combo class, and I also taught at a Waldorf school for a year, so that was a really unique situation up in Northern California. Then when I moved to the Central Valley of California, about 8 hours south, I taught at a charter school, which was a K through 12th grade charter school, and it was independent studies, so I taught every grade level when I taught at the charter school. And then from there, I went and taught high school. I taught 9th and 10th grade. It was a self-contained classroom for kids that were at high risk of dropping out, so I taught every subject in a high school setting. Talk about a unique situation, we'll just say that. And and then I am now teaching in a fabulous small rural school district, teaching third grade.
Wow. See, this is why I love Teach Happy Masterclass, because I had no idea that you are this wealth of background of different learning environments and experiences. Because Waldorf and charter is very different from self-contained high school classroom.
Totally. And wow. I also teach the school I teach at right now. It's a one-to-one school, and we actually provide internet for all of our students. So if they don't have it at home, our school district provides for it. So talk about from one extreme, Waldorf, zero technology, to fully immersed technology in third grade. So it's really interesting.
Wow, and then has that just kind of been by chance that you kind of plopped into these different environments, or were you really wanting a wide range of experiences?
In reality, to tell you the truth, it just kind of fell into place. I got my teaching credential in 2010 in California, so it was so tough finding a job, and so it actually made me grow as an educator, because I tried out all these different avenues, which I think if I was trying to get a job now, which where there's a shortage, I think I wouldn't have gotten as many opportunities, or kind of pushed myself to try out different types of education, alternative ed and different things.
Yeah, interesting, interesting. So can you tell us, Sarah, what is your favorite part about being a teacher?
So it's actually really exciting, because in 5 years, I've taught everything from kinder to 12th grade. And I think the one thing that's lacking usually with students in any grade level, doesn't matter what age or anything, is confidence in kids. And they come in usually into my class and they don't believe they have the answer, and they don't believe that they have the confidence to know the answer or to find the answer. My biggest thing is, you come in my class, my goal for my students and what I love about education is when they leave, they're getting the confidence. They're going, yes, I can do this. Yes. Okay. What can I do? How can I answer this? I definitely facilitate a lot of independent learning. Like, no, Ms. Cole's not going to tell you that's the right answer. No, work it out yourself, and then I'll be there to support you. Because I think a lot of teachers just, right answer, move on, move on, move on. So I really try to foster, this kind of, all right, you build the confidence, you try it. And that could be in anything, in writing, in math, or wherever. I feel like a lot of kids have weaknesses, and celebrate that, work on that, build your confidence in that area. So that's the one thing I love about education, because no matter where I am in grade levels, every kid needs a little boost, and every kid needs, like, okay, one cheerleader, you can do this, keep it going, you know? So building confidence in my kids.
Yeah. Oh, I am all on board for that, because I think, so I love what you had to say about building confidence, because I think confidence is something that will last with that student forever. And building that confidence, the teacher that gets that student the next year is going to be so thankful that you helped work on that. And like you said, building confidence is like a never-ending supply. I think that teachers have it in them to just keep doing it, but then doing it in the right parameters. And that's kind of what you talked about, where it's not giving the answer, but it's kind of dangling the carrot and moving it a little bit along as they're trying to get the carrot. And then you just push them along and you push their limits, and it gives them that grit. I think when students have that grit that you're talking about, they get, that's where the confidence comes from, when you allow them to get gritty with it. That should be like a get jiggy with it, but get gritty with it.
I love it, because actually our school, we give awards out for kids' grit. So that's perfect.
Oh, yes. That's on your same wavelength.
Okay. Totally.
So Sarah, can you tell us what has been a low moment or struggle in your teaching career, how you overcame it, and then what advice would you give to another teacher?
So I actually read this question and I thought, you know what, I have two I'm going to discuss. And the first one is, like I mentioned earlier, I got my teaching credential in 2010, rearing to go, being in the classroom, being excited. And it took me 2.5 solid years of subbing and going to interview after interview, where there was one job position and maybe 500 teachers applied to it. Wow. And it just definitely, after I think I went to a total of 35, 36 different interviews, and it totally took the wind out of my sail. Like, okay, this isn't working. And I tried it for like 2.5 years of tutoring, subbing, keeping in the educational realm, but just felt like, gosh, I think I'm good. I think I can do this. I think I'll be a phenomenal teacher. But at that time, just districts in California were not hiring. So it literally was really tough. But also, the positive end of that was I did teach in a lot of variety of different types of schools, and exposure to different educators, fantastic educators, kiddos with different learning abilities. So it kind of pushed me. But those first 2 years of just subbing day in and day out, totally tough.
Yeah, especially when, like you said, you're coming out of the gate so excited, and you're coming out with all this wealth of information, and you just want to finally get your class. Like, you're not student teaching anymore, and you just want your own students. And it's like this barrier and this another, you went through enough hurdles in college to get your credential. And then the whole process of getting a job sometimes feels like a hurdle after hurdle. But so, like, more power to you for really speaking to the fact, and to all of our new teachers that are listening to this, that those experiences that you have, tutoring, subbing, sometimes give you more practical advice as a teacher than even being in that classroom that first year. So just to stick with it.
I mean, you get your classroom management down like that, right? You're like, oh, subbing, man.
Yes. And you said you had another one. Did you have another one you wanted to share?
Yeah, so last year, November, almost a year ago, I started working at this fabulous school district. It's really small, rural. There's about 2 teachers per grade level. Just like the ultimate collaboration. Like, this is the best job. I'm so happy. And I was in Ecuador over Thanksgiving break, and broke my leg in 2 places and my ankle in 5 places in this remote village. And so I was completely out of the classroom from November till after Easter. And it was devastating to let the reins go. I'm a type A personality. Most teachers are, right? And to really just let go and be like, I can't be there. The first like month and a half, I was trying to like micromanage from my couch. It didn't work really well. You know what I mean? It just didn't work. And then finally, it was just like, I have to let it go. I have to trust that the sub that they hired is going to do her job. We collaborated together, but I couldn't walk. I couldn't drive. I couldn't do anything for myself. So at that moment, like, how am I going to really help my kids? So that was just so tough. And we actually kind of joke in my school district, like, that I only worked like 3 months last year. And they're like, oh yeah, you're new. Just, you've only been here about a half a year, right? And I'm like, yes. So yeah, so that was a really low moment as a teacher, because I can imagine people being out on like disability or different things like that, but not needing to physically get in your classroom and help your kids. It was so tough, Sheila.
I know, and I just want to bring up one of the coping tools that you use that I think any teacher that's listening, if you're going through something like this, any situation in your classroom where you feel like you can't be in control and you have to let go, I mean, you reached out to me, and that's how I connected with you, and we had a great conversation online, and that was so smart. Like, find someone that you value their opinion, you value their advice, you want to, you know, be a team with them, and they can help you work through it. And then think about the learning experience it is for your kids. I mean, who knows the talent or the miracle that that sub is going to come in, and maybe that was the time that they need to come in and teach your students a lesson that you couldn't do at that time. I mean, there's so many different ways to look at it, but I totally feel you. When you have built the structure and the system, and then that thought about coming back after the students have had the sub, and all of your behavior management has gone awry. I mean, that is horrifying.
It was, and it was really tough, because if you think about it, in California, we normally get out end of May, like maybe the first week of June. So I literally came back and I had not even 5 weeks with my kids. So it was a roller coaster, to say the least.
Yes. Well, I like both of those experiences that you share, and those are really relatable. So, Sarah, what is working great in your classroom right now?
This year, I'm like actually really stoked on it, because we do AR reading, and people in the comments, chill, chill, chill. I know a lot of people don't like AR reading, but this year I've really, I've put a lot of energy into it and reading and literacy in my classroom. And I've done different things, like I have an AR tracker in my classroom, and then I have a word tracker in my classroom. And then when people get so many words, they get to take a picture of I'm a reading whiz with fun glasses. And so I've gone to the library every month to check out themed books. And this year my kids are rocking with the reading. And I have a lot of English language learners in my class, and they are just jazz. They know if they pass an AR test, they'll get a high five from Miss Cole, and it just actually makes me really excited. Yes, I'm taking time out of my own personal time, going to the library and different things like that, but I just realized, man, my kids are just rocking it. Literally, let me count. I have only two kids that are not at their AR goal, and wow, we have 3 weeks left in the trimester, so this is the best ever. Any teaching grade that I've ever done, they're just doing so well. And I'm putting the energy in, and I think that's making the difference. So it's super exciting.
Yeah, you just hearing you talk about this, you can just see the fire and passion in your face. And honestly, that is where the magic happens in the classroom, because if you're just like this little dose of excited talking to us about it, I can't even imagine the way you are in front of your students. Like, they
get a little crazy.
They're gonna just a little off of that. Do you have a blog post about this if teachers want to find out what you're doing?
Say that again. I missed it.
Do you have a blog post about this in case teachers want to find out what you're doing?
Actually, I'm just finishing up. I actually this week I took pictures and different things of like how I'm representing it 5 or 6 different ways. So kids are more into word count. They're focusing on word count versus their picture moving up the wall. So yeah, it's in the works.
It's in the works. Well, I know that there's going to be teachers that are listening, probably banging their heads up against the wall with AR. Like you said, it's a very heated, contentious issue for teachers in schools. And if you are finding a system to bring passion and see progress and results from your students, then please make sure you check out her blog. It's teaching, talesofteachingtech.com.
Tales of Teaching with Tech.
Talesofteachingwithtech.com, and make sure you stay tuned for that. Okay, so our last question is my favorite question of the entire Teach Happy Masterclass. If you could give teachers a quick pep talk, what would you say?
My pep talk is you set the mood for your kids. Coming in every day, your energy, your passion sets the tone for your classroom, their learning, their excitement to be in school. So take a moment every day, say hello to your kids, shake hands, give them a high five, a fist pump as they come in. Because that literally, I think, makes the difference. If the kids are excited to be in your classroom, they're going to really learn. And the beginning of this year, I kind of got in a funk like, hey, they can't do this, or they're weak in this area. And then I had to say, Sarah, stop. They're fabulous little kids. They're here to learn. They're there to really, they're always there to give their teacher something and like be there, and they want to make you proud and that stuff. So celebrate those moments and set the tone every morning. Even if you're feeling a little grumpy, welcome your kids, be positive, and it really makes a difference.
Oh, I love that. I love the way you describe it as like little gifts. Kind of when I heard you talking about it, it's like those quotes that I see going around that everyone has a gift. It's just how you unwrap it to discover that gift. And what you're talking about is so true. The energy that you bring in the morning, that you infuse your classroom with, is going to allow their gift to unwrap even with more energy and excitement because they'll feed off of your energy. And that is why I just like, seriously, I adore you so much. Even just seeing your spunk and your like noises that you make when you're excited and your energy and your passion, like I can just imagine being a kid in your class and just wanting to please you and wanting to impress you because it sounds like you set such a high standard. And I can just imagine the students want to meet that standard that you set. I
Yeah, you're so sweet.
totally get that. You can just, I've been in this profession for a while now, and there's just certain people that you can just tell. And I feel it coming off, like radiating off of you, that you've just got that it factor, that teacher it factor that just makes learning so exciting for students. So I'm so glad that you are on the Teach Happy Masterclass. And if you are craving more happiness and more successful teaching strategies, consider joining Teach Happy membership on SheilaJaneTeaching.com. Just go up top and click membership, and you can learn all about it. And thank you so much for listening. Your wellness is important to both Sarah and myself because Sarah, your stories of trudging through those difficult times and overcoming when you were frustrated shows us that wellness can come and go, but you just got to keep fighting for it.
Totally
And
agree.
yes, and your happiness as an educator is important to both of us. You are born to teach. Everyone listening to this, you are born to teach. You have talents, just like Sarah's got these talents. And I want you to be outrageously happy doing it. So thank you so much. We will see you in the